a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun.
And our lazy river this morning is the Ballanderry River, which flows into Lough Neagh on the western shores near Cookstown, Culland, Machaerfelt and Dungannon. And they're the banks definitely to head for today, maybe mess about in the river and then even enjoy the fair that's on there today as well. Jeff Nuttall is head of the World Wildlife Fund here and they've organised this event. And I remember Wellbrook so very well, Jeff, because I was there just probably about a year ago, I think, to the very weekend with Beth Black, who gave me a guided tour. But what struck me immediately when I veered off the main road between Cookstown and Omagh was the idyllic location. It's very picturesque in a sort of a shady wooded wee glen, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful spot. Wellbrook Beetling Mill, and it's an amazing place as well to look around. A fascinating part of our history. But as you say, it's a beautiful setting. The river, Ballanderry River, is a beautiful river, and that's one of the great places to see it. So that's why we're focusing on the Ballanderry Fair. It's really a celebration of the river, but it's a great place to be.
And a very, very powerful river, because I remember Beth switched on the inside of the mill and the noise was thunderous, all powered by the Ballanderry River when it was a working mill. And it was the last one, I think, to close in Northern Ireland, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It is. It's a thundering noise when it gets going, and it just is testament, obviously, to the power of the river. But the river has so many different aspects to it, and again, we try and show that through the fair.
And that's the whole point, isn't it? It's about the Ballanderry River, and it's the Ripple Project. You've come up with lots of ideas. You've talked to people, local people who know the river well, know it past, know it present, and are concerned about its future, isn't that right?
Absolutely. WWF, together with the Ballanderry Fish Hatchery, who've been working on the river for a long time, we've had a project called Ripple for the last 3 years. And the essence of that is to get local people involved in their own river and planning what kind of future they want to see for the river. And they've got really, really involved. There are actually over 300 people have been involved in pulling together the discussions on having a plan for what kind of access do you want for the river, what sort of wildlife do you want to see in the river. How do we keep the river clean?
And that's so important, isn't it? Because if that kind of local involvement doesn't happen, and 300 people, that's a great testament to the pride and the interest that people have in it, it would be very easy to go down the wrong road. And for that river, all of a sudden, it is beautiful, very clear, a babbling brook, almost idyllic, like out of a film. Very easy for that to go the other way and get into disrepair, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the danger is if people get disconnected from their rivers, then they become out of sight, out of mind. And that's when we get problems with rivers generally. So the idea is obviously to kind of reconnect people. And in the project, in talking to people's memories of the river, you realise that only a generation ago people were using the river on a daily basis. People were washing in the river. It was part of everyday life.
But were they swimming in it, were they?
They were swimming in it. They were washing in it and all sorts. And, you know, I think in a way we've lost our connection sometimes to our rivers, and we need to get out and enjoy them. And I think the more people actually make them part of their lives, the more they actually are aware of maybe some of the problems in the river and want to try and sort
it out. So if anybody feels very brave and feels like a dip, maybe not a full swim, maybe a wee dip.
Well, there are people doing some canoeing and kayaking as well, so you don't have to go in fully immersed yourself.
Good.
Unless obviously you fall out. But so there's lots of opportunities, or you can stand on the edge and look at other things.
I like to stand on the edge. As I was trying to tell Barabest, I live life on the edge. He didn't believe me at all. But today the fair is coinciding with today.
The fair is on today from 12 o'clock at Wellbrook Beetling Mill, and there's lots of activities for all ages and all interests.
And you're shedding a light on something that people don't often see, and that's a couple of unusual fish, is that right?
That's right. One of our particularly unusual fish is the Dolohan trout, which is actually native to Lough Neagh, and it's the only fish really that treats a lake as the sea. So unlike sea trout that go out to sea and then come back to rivers to spawn, the Dolohan trout goes out to Lough Neagh, and it's because they evolved from the Ice Age when they were locked in and couldn't get out to sea. So it's a very special fish, and you have a chance actually to release some of the Dolohan that the Ballanderry Fish Hatchery have been breeding.
And smarter than the average trout by the sound of that, but crayfish as well?
Crayfish as well. It's a very special white-clawed crayfish. They're really endangered across Europe, and we have They're hanging on in the Ballanderry, and thanks to the efforts of people like Ballanderry Fish Hatchery, they've been helping to breed them. And you'll be able to get, you'll probably be able to get to pick one up if you really want to get that close as well.
Fantastic. There's,
you can certainly get very close to them.
So bring your swimming trunks, bring something to pick up a crayfish or a dolphin trout or whatever. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
It'll go very well today. The Ballanderry Fair today, Wellbrook Beetling Mill, Wellbrook Road, Cookstown, between 12 and 5 o'clock.